With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Heavy Pencil, a new comedy from Great Big Owl, the people who brought you Brian and Roger.
Are you a client?
Yes, I'm a client. I'm the actor Michael Cork.
The Observer called it a lovely thing, wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
No. I've been taken on as Fliss's assistant.
You're the assistant's assistant.
Yes, if you like.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Great Big Owl.
Hello. So sorry we ain't been around.
Yeah, we had a week off because of all sorts of muck.
Yeah, I went to Budapest.
Is it?
Yeah, lovely.
On politics.
Eh?
On politics, on business, on benefits.
I went basically for a relax. There's a spa there. Go in a natural spring spa, and it's meant to be good for you in some way. I mean, it certainly cleans you out if you sit on all the natural
muck balls.
Muck and that.
Well, it all comes out of your bum.
Yeah. I mean,
all the stuff you've had up there.
Yeah, it's awful. And I've actually managed to... I smuggled a couple of bottles of Mackeson's stout.
Right.
And they come bubbling up to the surface. A couple of German tourists. Oh, that's you smuggling in.
I'm not smuggling. I just didn't have space in my suitcase.
Exactly. You know what they're like on... Yeah. It's on Wizz Air. You're only allowed a certain amount in.
Yeah.
The stuff I stuffed in my case to get it there, to get it
to the other country.
The other country. Yeah. Bedding.
Yes.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Frying pan. All cement. The stuff. It's cement. I had a couple of bags of cement in it. Imagine what you can pack in.
Yeah, cabbage.
Cabbage I had.
Spade.
You know that...
some lime.
Slime.
Lime.
Lime.
Yeah.
Oh, lime. And
lime.
I had a couple of, my spirit level, and I just had a couple of bricks. Reclaimed bricks.
I was asked to go over there to do some building.
I remember, go on, yeah.
And they said, you come over to do some building? I said, yeah, of course. And I won the contract to do the building work. Right. You know, it's building a house, basically.
Right.
And I mean, lost in translation, because I said to them, frequently, I said, I've never built an house before in my life, you know.
Right.
And they said, that's all right, it doesn't matter. Just come over and build the house. Well, I said, all right. I said, I didn't really think about how I was going to do this.
Right.
And I thought to myself, well, I don't want to buy the parts over there because I don't speak the language. I don't know how I'm going to ask for.
Like, yeah, of course.
All the bricks and the bits of roof and stuff. So I got it, I put as much of it as I could in the suitcase. Right. To get over there, like in the first round, I went over to cut a base of cement, about 50 bricks and a shovel, and some wood, you know. And I thought, right, well, that'll get the first bit done, you know.
Yeah.
So I got over there.
The footings.
Well, it should get the footings done. Yeah. Get over there and, start building away. And very quickly, within about half a day, I'd laid 50 bricks. And I was like,
good
shit,
you.
Okay. Well, I have to get back on a plane,
go
home and buy some more bricks.
Wicks.
Yeah, 50 bricks. And then come back again and bought, you know, sticking like that. Yeah. That went on for like months. It cost me £150,000 to build the house. All right. and I sold the house for 10 grand.
Yeah.
So well, it wasn't, it, I mean, it was, it, you live and learn, though, you don't
do, you? You do, but yeah, with that British craftsmanship.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that's what they want.
Yes, that's what they want. Mm. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all very well them saying, oh, the Eastern Europeans come over here.
That's right.
I mean, when I... You know, I know they're very good craftsmen, the Eastern Europeans.
But and cheap and all.
Yeah, I decided, you know, Margaret says to me, oh, we want an extension, Barry, yeah, for when the dog comes in, you know, for the washing and all that. And I thought about asking them, what was that Eastern European bloke? I know, Vodka, around the corner. Stanislav Vodka.
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 So I said, Vodka.
Yes. Hello, Vodka.
Listen, we're thinking of having an extension built, right?
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah. He wants to cut all the corners, all the safety. Right. Anyway, I thought, it can't be beyond the nous of a British fella like me to build it.
You knocked that on the
I
side.
Didn't have a fucking clue what
no,
I was doing.
No. Marcus, where did you start?
Well, I got a tray I bought from...
You have to put an hole in the current building, didn't you?
I put a hole in it, yeah. Anyway, that was in the wrong wall. Said, no, Morgan, over there. So I smashed
that
out.
Boarded that up.
Then she said, you want the footings. So I got a couple of trays from John Lewis, laid them down, sellotaped them together.
A nice Union Jack tray.
Yeah, Union Jack tray, just to make the point, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I said, now, what do I need now? She said, you need bricks. Oh. I should have come to you.
Okay.
I got a couple of bricks, you know, down there by the embankment by the railway.
Yeah.
I saw some discarded bricks, different sizes, stuck them together. Yeah. And I thought it was an absolute piece of shit. I had to get the couch.
What do you use for the roof?
Oh, blimey, paper mache. You know, just...
Well, that's very nice in the summer.
Oh, well, in the summer, it's
a
boom.
It's nice and cooling and cooling. Yeah, it cools the place
but
down, but...
It, one bit of rain and it
just sort of falls through. Yeah.
But, you know, British craftsmanship.
Yeah, well,
you
live and you
learn.
See what happened to me the other day. Very interesting business.
Yeah.
I'm so... on the sofa.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this is like, knock, knock, knock. On the door, and I thought, hello, hold on, please, hold on, I said, please, I'm watching Minder.
Yeah.
I'll turn it off with my stick, and then I'll get up. I'll get up, and I'll go over to the door.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, nothing, actually. I just open the door and I say, hello. There's nobody there.
Oh, not down Ginger?
No, not down Ginger. Right. Not down Ginger. Right? I shut the door, go for the world, you know. Anyway, I get my stick and I'll poke the telly back on from the sofa because the remote control's gone out the window.
Right.
And I'm watching a bit of Minder and this is like, it's this noise, this is scratching at the door, scratch. I'm thinking, what the shit is that?
Of course.
There's no cats here. Anyway, I'll get out, go back over to the door, and there's a letter on the doormat.
Right.
And I'm thinking, ooh, what's this? So I have a look at the front, and it says, Angelos, dear Angelos, but it was written in, you know, like rollerball?
Yeah.
With it, like all the numbers, all the letters look like numbers, all sort of space age.
Yeah, okay, right? Space age
letters. It says Dear Angelos, like, but in space age sort of letters.
Bloody hell, right.
And I'm thinking, who's this from, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I open it up, right? And it's just a letter. It's a letter. And it says, Dear Angelos, so again, all in space age sort of
space
lettering.
Space age lettering, yeah.
She says, I'm from another planet.
Oh, Christ.
And you've been very hard to get hold of.
Right.
And to be honest with you, we've come down once before, a couple of days ago, but we went to America, and we went and had a word with your leader, Donald Trump. But he's a bit of a prick, it seems, so we're not going back there.
No.
So what we want you to do, Angelos, and we've chosen you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what is this?
Yeah,
we've chosen you. We want you to go and build a rocket ship, a ship that we will tell you how to build, right?
Bloody
and
hell.
Come and see us, right?
Yeah.
And we've chosen you to do that.
Right. What did they sign it? Aliens?
Yeah, aliens, alien. From outer space. And there was a big number, like 7891 through AM.
Like
some sort of I ignored it because I didn't really understand what it meant.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, he's got this letter, this is cover letter, cover note,
yeah.
Right? And up there in the top right hand corner, he has an address, like Mars and that, or beyond Mars, as is. Right.
Yeah, no postcards.
No postcards. No, well, no. Maybe that's what the numbers was.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
You're not Patrick Moore, are you?
No.
Christ's sake.
Patrick Moore. Right. Anyways, it's right. Instructions to build rocket, not rocket, but like space vessel, right, on the next page. PTO, it says.
Right.
Right, so I'll turn it over. And it's an enormous list of, like, items and things that I'm going
to
need.
To purchase?
Yeah, I'll go and purchase them, right? And on there, there's, like, bricks, and there's, like, bits for roof, and, like, you know, like, wood panel roof.
Right.
And, like, slates.
Right.
Windows, you know.
Yeah, well, you've got, like, to be able to see.
Yeah,
disappearing.
But it's just, like, Everest windows, right?
Oh, the best.
And then underneath, it's got in brackets, fit the best. I don't think, you know. Yeah. I don't know how they know that, right?
Right.
And it's like door, there's bog, right? There's all China bog and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all priced up, right? And then underneath is a little thing that says, if you go to Wix, this is the price you're going to pay for this, all this stuff,
okay.
Right? And
I'm priced up in sterling, or they're out of space?
It's all in sterling, right? And then next to the sterling price, you add this
astral
sort of, like, astral
groats. Three astral groats.
Yeah, exactly. And it says in that column, it says, ignore this because you don't work in this currency, right? I says okay.
Right,
so I'm looking at the
sterling,
right?
Okay.
I mean, I can get me head round.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, I thought, Christ, well, I better get on. And it says, when you bought all this stuff, right, bring it to this address, and we can
intriguing.
Yeah, we can set it up from there. It says,
what is that, Area 51, or where was it?
No, it's an address, like an open bit of land round in Neasden.
Oh, okay, bloody hell,
loads of stuff. And they says you're probably going to need a flatbed lorry to buy all this stuff, right?
Okay, we'll hire it.
Yeah, hire one. And they says, again, you can get that from Thrifty. And there was a pound sterling and groats as well yesterday. I thought, okay. And they said, if you ain't got the cash for this, we understand. As aliens, we do understand this.
Yeah.
Stick it on your, what you would call credit card, but we would call Grimthwolp, right? And I was...
Right.
And I'm going, oh, well, I don't know what Grimthorpe
is. Exciting.
Presumably that is like their credit card.
Yeah, right. Exciting.
Oh, God, Christ, I was over the moon. Yeah. Very excited. Right. So I've gone down Wix, and I've gone round there with Kieran.
Yeah.
And I says, I'm going to need bricks, I'm going to need a bog, I'm going to need windows. And he says, are we building an house? I says, no, I'm not building a house, no.
Did you tell him what it was?
I says, I'm building, I said, yeah, I was up front about it. I says, I'm building a space vessel to fly to meet the aliens. They've come down and, you know, they don't like the look of the place.
So. Right.
And he says, okay. And then we get to the till, and it's like, as they predicted.
You got your Grimthorpe out.
I didn't get that out. I got out my credit card, my egg.
Yeah.
And I stuck it on there. And it come to, like, £55,000.
Jesus Christ.
And I thought, well, I better put it on the card.
Yes.
Because I don't have that in the account. Right. I used all my money to try and bail out Thomas Cook.
Right? I remember you did, yeah.
Yeah. Right, so I put it all on the credit card. And I thought, thinking to myself, it's okay because... when I get to their planet, they can reimburse me, but not in their astral growth. So I will request, like, proper
sterling, pound sterling. Yeah. You get your receipts.
Yeah, all my receipts.
I'm not gonna fly out there without receipts.
No,
exactly.
So I've got all this stuff, stuck it on a flatbed lorry. I've driven around the address that they've given me on the astral note. Right.
Yeah.
I've got there. And I'm met by this bloke, he called himself Zenon, right?
Zenon, yeah. But and was he a human being?
No, well, I don't know. He's got a cloak on.
Okay.
And he's about 7 foot tall.
Right.
And he's got this cloak right over his face and this, like, rubber face. I know. And he's just stood there and he's gone, "Hello, Angelos.
I'm Zenon,
right?" I says, "Oh. Hello." He says, "Bow before me." I'll get down on my knee, right?
Yes.
He says, "Have you got all that stuff from Wix?" He says,
"Yeah, right."
I says, "Yeah, I've got it all, Zenon. Got all the stuff from Wix and I bunged it on the credit card." He says, good. He says,
You have done well.
You have succeeded the first task.
Yeah.
He doesn't move, by the way. He just stays there still, what? Right?
Seven foot tall.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I says, "Do you want to come and have a look at it, Zen?" And I thought I'd try it out. He goes, No, I'll stay here if you don't mind. I'm not moving if you don't mind." He says, "Right." I says, "All
right."
And I says, okay. I says, "What do you want me to do with it?" He says, "Unload the van."
Right.
"Just bung everything down here." I says, "Well, it's going to take quite a long time. It's a lot of stuff." He says, "That's all right."
"So you want to help?"
He says, "You come and help me, Jen." He says, "No, I'll stay if you don't mind."
Right,
says,
yeah.
I said, "Well, some heavy stuff." He says, "I'll send two of my minions to help
you." Oh, Christ.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he says, "Paul." "You and Lee coming out here, you'll save the stuff off the flatbed truck."
Yeah, right.
I says, "Zenon, what's happened to your voice?" He went, "Oh, well, that's how I speak to them.
To humanoids. Were they humanoids?
Yeah. They were humanoids.
Right.
Yeah. And Paul and his mate come, and they helped me take all this stuff off the flatbed lorry and put it on the floor, right?
Right.
And I says, "What?" I says to Zenon, "What do you want me to do with the lorry?" He went, "Take it back to Wix," he says.
Yeah,
I says, okay. "Won't we need it to transport the, transport the vehicle once we've created it, once we've made it?" He says, "Oh, no, we don't bother with that. Just take the lorry back to Wix."
Okay.
I says, "Shall I do that? Well, maybe we'll build the craft first and then I'll take it back."
Yeah.
He went, no, don't worry about it. He says, "We'll take it from here,
Right.
I says, "But Zenon, what? Like, once it's all built and that, when do I fly up there?" He says, "Oh, no, you're not going to do...
Well, he says he's going to do it, not you.
Yeah, he says, no, it's for me.
It's a bit off, isn't it?
I'm going to fly back up there," he says.
"So not me."
I says, "Hold on, I thought you was contacting me and you give all the stuff from Wix and that and price it all up and I was going to fly up there.
Yeah,
cool. He says, "No, you got the wrong end of the stick,"
he says.
I says, "Well, what about my credit card bill?" He says, "Well, someone will be in touch from my planet to reimburse you with that, And I'm thinking, Anyway, I drive the van back to Wix.
Yeah.
And I go home and I'm thinking, that's a funny old business, that Zenon and Paul and all that.
Yeah.
And I've just sat there and I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
I'm thinking,
what's going on here?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, right, and in the end, curiosity's got the better of me. You know, I've gone round there and I've thought, right, I'm going back there. And when I get back there, they built this two-story house.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
And did it have rockets underneath?
I will.
Rocket
boosters? This is the thing, right? I'm thinking, what's going on here? Yeah. You know? And I knock on the door, and this bloke answers the door.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hello?" And I go, "Hello, it's Angelos here." And he goes, "Oh, hold on, please."
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes off into the kitchen and he says, "Right, come in." When I get in there, this bloke is now 7 feet tall again.
Yeah.
And he stood on a box. I think he stood on a box. I says, "Are you Zenon?" He went, "Yeah, I'm Zenon. Yeah. I says, "What's happened to your voice?" He says, "Oh, I haven't got my microphone on today."
Okay.
I says, "All right." I says, "How's the rocket going?" you know, how's the spaceship going?
Yeah.
He went, yeah, it's all right. It's just that we haven't, you know, we just haven't finished putting the rocket boosters on yet.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, I think you've just built an house here. And I didn't want to say nothing to him. No, I didn't want to say, I think you got your specifications wrong.
Well, you don't want to incur the wrath of...
Would you want to incur the wrath of an alien race?
No.
You know, if they can get to me that easily just by sticking a letter from my door.
Open up his cape and there's a fucking...
Well, you don't know,
you
do
know
you?
What's
A laser beam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I said, look, you built an house here. He went, no, we haven't built an house. This is a spaceship. But we just haven't, we've balls out the rockets and that. And I'm thinking to myself, angels, don't get on the wrong side of these people because they could blast you off into space.
Yeah.
Right. And you could be absolutely up shit's crease.
Bloody
so man. I went home and I thought, I'm not going to tell. You're the first person I've told.
Well,
this.
Mate, you know, I think they've appealed to your better nature.
Yeah.
I think your history with space travel is, well, it's well
it's
known.
Well known.
It's well known that you're very keen on
that. I love space travel.
No, I know you do. Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
Pretty much so. I mean, I've been ripped off by people. I'm not proud of it. I was at home with Mark. Do you remember?
You haven't been ripped off by aliens.
No, timeshare. Bloke knocks on my door. He goes, "Hello." He's got all the flannel.
They have though.
He knows.
Tie you up in knots.
Yeah, he's going, "Oh, do you like holidays?" I'm panicking. Holidays. You like going out, you like the sun, do
my
you?
My favourite thing.
Yeah, love the sun. You like drinking at bars at night.
I love all that.
Coastal areas. Yeah, he's got all the buzzwords. He's saying all the buzzwords to do with holidays. He's gone.
He's gone outside.
He said all the buzzwords that tickle your fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Boobs on the beach.
Swimming pool.
Is fatty foods.
The sun.
Sangria. He said all this. He bamboozled me.
Anyway, he's gone
to me. If you sign here all your pension and all your savings, and bear in mind, you know, I've worked for 60 years, I've got at least £150 in savings.
That's it.
He said, if you sign this away for this timeshare, he says it's in Belize.
Oh, right.
He says it's right in a tropical island. It's like, if you sign this away now.
Idyllic,
yeah. You can go on holiday with your good lady. Is this your wife, is it? I go, yeah. He guesses it's my wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he says, you know, sign this away. You can't go sometimes.
No, exactly.
Anyway.
And did he show you a photo of the place?
He showed me a photo of the place, and it looked absolutely superb.
You said it looked like the Taj Mahal.
I said it looked like the Taj Mahal. But he said, no, that's similar architecture. Anyway, a couple of weeks later, something arrives in the post, all these photos. Congratulations!
Champagne corks.
All that kind of. He said, you have successfully applied for your timeshare. So I looked down all the small print. It goes, you're allowed one afternoon, right, in mid-February to go there, right?
How much did you pay for this?
Well, all my savings, £150, which I didn't have. No. Then I had to draw out £15,000 to pay for it.
But a certificate?
I got a certificate. Anyway, I'm allowed one afternoon there. So we're going out in February. We booked to go out there. It's not actually the Taj Mahal, but it is in India, right?
Oh, right.
It's not really Belize, but it did have an asterisk, may not be Belize, right. So then we're allowed to get the phone's ringing. So anyway, we're flying out there in February. He said, you'll have one on. Now, by the time we get there, I've figured it out on the itinerary, we'll have 12 minutes to enjoy
to chill
it.
Chill out.
To really chill out. Yeah. It's going to be military precision.
Yeah, we have to. Really, really focus.
Really chill out. And then we've got to catch a plane back. But, you know, look, I own property.
You can pass that down to your kids.
Well, exactly.
I'll tell you what, I got ripped off of the other day, right? I was thumbing through...
Razzle?
No, not that one. I was thumbing through Dalton's Weekly.
Right.
Okay, I'm thumbing through that, looking for cars to buy.
Right.
Okay. I see this one, Escort, right?
Yeah.
Ford Escort, not an Escort, right?
Yeah.
Ford Escort, £1,200.
Yeah.
Right. Beautiful spec, lovely model.
Yeah.
£1,200 includes delivery. Right? We deliver it to you.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is beautiful. So I'll get on the phone.
Bargain.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get on the phone. I says, hello there, I'm ringing about the Escort. I bet you've had loads of people ringing in about this. He says, you wouldn't believe it. We've had so many people ringing about this, right? I says, well, I've got cash. I'll pay cash. I'll send the cash to you right now. And he says, yes, send it now, please, because if you want this delivered.
He says, when
do you want it delivered? I says, I want it delivered, well, where are you? He says, well, we're up in Dunstable.
Right, okay.
I says, well, that's quite a long way away. He says, don't worry, we'll get it to you. Yeah. We'll get it to you, we'll get it to you tomorrow morning.
Right.
I'm like, all right, fantastic. All right, so I sent the £1,200 in the in the post. £2,500. I didn't send it in the post. I sent it by courier, right? It cost me £200 to send this £1,200, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah. So it cost me, I'm in for £1,400 for a driver car, right? I say, anyway, I'm very excited. Of course, I go to bed that night thinking, oh, God, I'm going to have
what
a new
car.
We go out and we
leopard
go
covers
we and shoot and, yeah. and I'll get a bird and
go
all that
down
stuff.
Market for the day.
Lovely. Anyway, I wake up really early, like 5 a.m, very excited about getting my car, thinking, Christ almighty, beautiful. Anyway, 9 o'clock, knock on the door, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, he's here. And I open the door. And there's a bloke standing there with a pig.
Oh, Christ.
And I said,
what's going on?
I said, what's that?
Yeah.
And I said, this is the pig. I says, yeah, but I bought a car.
Car.
I went, no. It's a pig you bought. I says, in the advert, it says it's a car, right? Yeah. And he goes, yeah, but if you check the small print at the bottom, right? And I I get the paper out of the bin,
yeah,
and I look through it, and it's his full desk call,
yeah,
three previous owners.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, 5,000 miles on the clock, sky blue, turbo boost, CD player, beautiful, 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 beautiful motor. It's his beautiful motor. 1,400 quid, O-N-O, nearest offer, right? And then underneath, right, there's a little asterisk. Right, it's just, this is actually a pig.
Yeah, oh, cry. This is how
this is what
they
this is get they get you like right. that.
I had the same thing. I wanted some apparatus to get Margaret into the bath.
Yeah.
You go in Dalton's Weekly, brand new orthopaedic swing that gets her across swing. Into the bath. I spent £375 on this thing.
You
will. Anyway, next time, all excited. She hasn't washed for ages. She stinks, right?
She will stink.
Anyway, so knock on the door. I'm going, Margaret, come on, get your things all ready, you know.
It's arrived.
It's arrived. She's got in all her washing gear. She's got all her hair done up. And she's got, I'd have bought her some Radox and everything.
Okay.
Anyway, she comes in. What comes? Half a Twix. Half a Twix, a bloke delivering it. I said, what the fuck is it?
What is it?
I said, I was expecting an orthopaedic swing that puts my wife in the bath. She's got a bad back. He goes, no, if you look at the small print, it's an asterisk.
Yeah,
he goes,
this is
half an eaten Twix. Anyway, I got up in the
bath. But that's what they do.
She sat on it. It crossed over her bum. And then I tried to lift it out.
And you made a noise going,
I did my best, and my hands right on
the
bottom.
You didn't want to have to say to her, it's half a Twix.
She said, is that it?
Yeah, sure. It's technology. It's new technology.
That's amazing.
It's new technology.
Anyway, Christ almighty, she was all naked. I had to lift up this squash Twix under her left buttock and then tip her in. And then it changed tone as it went over like,
and then. Took a stride.
It was terrible. I bought a Twix. I had to get mum. I was in bed. I had to squash it on the bottom and reach her over the bar.
Oh, Christ.
I'd done my back in and she farted. Jesus Christ. It wasn't a laugh. She was a fart. She farted on my hand.
Oh, she will do that.
And I tell you what.
Go on.
They didn't appeal to the laws of the land, did they? He was a small prince.
Well, this is
why
I won't get nothing out of Dalton's Weekly no more.
Never. What did you get? I mean, the small print. Remember,
what
did you
buy? It's a small print, isn't it?
Yeah.
I says to them, I'll phone after this hi-fi, right?
I remember.
Yeah. And I says, I want to buy this hi-fi.
Sansui, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sansui, like CD player. So, you know when you press eject on the tape machine, it comes
really
slow.
Really nice.
Slow eject. And it's extra mega bass on it.
And
all in, like, 500 quid.
Graphic equaliser.
Graphic equaliser. I go, I'll have some of that, you know. And I'll ring him up. I says, I'm after the Sansui, And I say, all right, send the money. We'll bring it there tomorrow, Anyway, I send the money. And next day, knock on the door. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
And I says, I open the door. Thinking of it's my son, so it's Daniel Day-Lewis standing there.
Ah, what do you fucking want?
And I says, what do you want? He says, you bought me for the day.
Oh, God. Well, he's a brilliant actor.
Well,
he's
a great actor, but
can
he can't.
He can't.
I says, can you play music? And he went, not really, no. I says, I was buying a Sansui, you know.
Yeah.
And he went, have you checked that small print at the bottom of the Dalton's
sure
Weekly?
Enough,
and I looked down there and it says Sansui, graphic equalizer, soft ejects, double extra bass, CD player, radio player. And then just right at the bottom, this little star. It says, this is actually Daniel Day-Lewis for half an hour.
Did he impersonate the...
He didn't do anything. He come in, right, and he sat down there and he says, have you got any tea?
Yeah, that's how they talk.
I went, yeah. And I made him a cup of tea. And I says, what are you up to today? He went, I'm going to go and make a sandwich later. He says, I says, Right. Okay. Yeah. And after that, I didn't really know what else to say to him because I don't really know, you know, much about him, you know. And he had no interest in me whatsoever. So, you know, I just left it at that. I just sat there and watched it and let the clock run down.
Well.
And then we got to half an hour. I said, so I'll see you later. Then I kicked him out. And yeah, so yeah. That was the thing, is it? I thought I was buying a brand new Sansui. But then when you look at the small print, you think to yourself, wowee, how could I make such a mistake to think I was buying a hi-fi when in fact I was buying an actor for about, you know, 25 minutes. Couldn't get the end of it.
I saw Daniel Day-Lewis. I didn't know that he was Jewish. He went, did a film called My Left Foot. I saw the other one. Goodness gracious, it wasn't off. A load of old toot about his right foot. Nothing wrong with his right foot. A fucking boring film.
Yeah, he just sat there.
I just sat there.
And so did the foot.
Yeah.
Ran out of gas.
We ran out of something to rhyme with film.
But well, you got to be careful of the small print.
Of course you have.
I bought an island.
I remember Necker Island
I got landed with that, you know. Yeah. I thought I was buying a coffee, you know. I went into the cafe and I bought a cafe.
And
they said, that'll be £5 million, please.
Well, remember when
I said, whoa, I just want a cup of coffee. If you look at the small print on the blackboard there, you are buying an island.
Same with me. Do you remember before I met Margaret, I tried to buy that Thai bride?
What happened?
I got a lampstand. I tried to dress it up.
Yeah.
I plugged it in.
Shag it.
I tried to shag it. I took it down to meet my parents. You know, my dad's like, what the fuck is this? It's a lampstand. I said, don't be so rude.
It's not. His name is Su Yin.
I said, it's Su Yin, and don't be so culturally narrow.
Yeah,
she's very nice, and my mum, being lovely, was like, oh no, please, to meet you.
Yeah,
you
was like a cup of tea.
She couldn't have it because they're electric. You know,
pour it down the wood.
Get an electric shock. Yeah. You know, so, and he said, it's a standard lamp. I said, nothing standard about her. Very special.
Of course, get her in the car is a problem, isn't it?
That is a problem.
You couldn't get her in the front seat.
Well, if I put the back down, but she made a lovely wife. Ooh, she lights up any room.
Yeah, that's right. Very nice.
Except she was AC/DC, it turned out.
Oh, dear. I think we've absolutely rinsed it today.
We've rinsed it, and we've not said anything too rude.
We've been very respectful. Alien culture, understanding.
The Jews even got a mention.
They did
at
get
one
a mention,
stage,
that's
all
right. But we've great respect.
We've great respect for everyone. We love everyone.
Each and every one of you. We adore you, actually.
Well, we do adore
you. If you want to come and see Clinton Baptiste, then go to Clinton Baptiste. Got Tom. And if you want to go and see Angelos Epifemio on tour, then go to the internet
and type in
Angelos Epifemio tour tickets and you'll find them.
Can I just say that thank you to you guys who've stuck with us.
If
you're a Patreon, just you wait to what you're going to get.
You're going to get something special tonight.
We'll be back next week, won't we?
Yes. Big time.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
If Sue Lee is around.
Just stand there and I'll be home soon to turn you on.
Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, when was that? I was 17.
Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In series two, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out of his wheelchair. About four of us, I mean, we battered him.
And this. Cheated on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday.